Most people know better than to play loud music all night. But there's always somebody who thinks their right to party is greater than their neighbor's right to peace and quiet. The same is true when it comes to land. There always seems to be some big investor who thinks building a subdivision on top of a wetland is a great idea. People who live down the road, of course, know that the water that the wetland used to absorb has to go somewhere. Most likely their basements or down new stormwater drains. More pavement means more pollution in rivers and lakes because asphalt doesn't soak up water. These kinds of costs are why thousands of communities have zoning rules to manage growth. These rules protect against stormwater flooding, traffic congestion, disappearing green spaces, and other effects of sprawl. But local land use rules don't sit very well with many real estate speculators. Lately, developers have been trying to get around zoning ordinances by suing local governments over what they see as restrictions on their profit expectations. Land use limits, they claim, amount to an unconstitutional taking of their private property by government. The courts, in turn, have largely told these land profiteers to go home and grow up. But like a kid who doesn't like mom's answer and tries an end run with dad, the nation's development lobby is now working over Congress. And Congress may soon give speculators the privilege they want, a free ticket to federal court to decide local zoning disputes. This fall, the Senate will consider the Private Property Rights Implementation Act, which has already passed the House. If approved, this bill will make it more difficult and more expensive for communities to defend their zoning rights. The act would allow developers to skip local planning and zoning appeals, bypass state judges, and take their complaints straight to high-cost federal courts. As a result, many communities will simply give up and give in to mega mall developers rather than go bankrupt fighting legions of company lawyers. The chief lobbyist for the National Home Builders Association put it best when he said the act would, quote, be a hammer to the head of local officials. Great Lakes residents need to ask their senators just who is taking whom in this end run around the public.